So you said your name was Dr.
McDoctor?
Well, yes. I come from a long line of McDoctors, and after 25 years of college, I'm finally there. Kind of sucks to be locked into a single career path due to my name, but, you know, it's worked out so far. Okay, sure. So, what's the diagnosis? What do I have? Did I catch it from them? Should I stop hanging around them? Is it viral? Is it something weird? Is it bad? Am I in danger? Well, okay, let's look through the symptoms you said you had here. You've been sleeping for, 12 to 16 hours a day due to being too tired, taking frequent naps, sleeping in weird positions. Your hair on your head has been growing a little strangely.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird little nubs coming out of the top of my head. It's a little bizarre, yeah.
And your friend also tells me that you have a very big fascination with food as well.
Well, that was a thing before, but yes.
Okay. So, this is going to be hard to break to you.
Why?
What could it possibly be? Come on, hit me with it. I can't possibly be surprised at anything you're about to say.
Okay, if you say so.
You are slowly becoming a cat boy.
What?
Okay, maybe I may have exaggerated the results of my college experience. I'm going to be honest, I never really got my doctorate or graduated. I got like 3 credits total after my time there. So I don't have a lot of experience in diagnoses, but after doing a few Google searches in my free time, this is all the symptoms of a me and a cat. And given your demeanor and your apparent, you know, your friend says you sometimes meow and purr in your sleep.
I do not meow or purr in my sleep.
Right? Well, we do luckily have some recorded audio from one of your nights. Let me bring this up really quick and you can see the results of this. Meow. Do you see what I mean?
That was just me saying the word meow. I don't meow or purr.
You know, listen, I can say the word and not have it be me meowing. Listen to me. Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Oh. You're right. I am turned into a cat, aren't I?
Yes, it seems you are.
This isn't very meow-tastic, is it?
Why saying these things right now? I am in distress.
Okay, listen. Luckily, I don't think that this is going to progress much farther. The full extent of your transformation and condition will probably cap out on... let me see, I got this picture here. This is probably what you'll look like by the end of this.
You just pulled up anime catboys on Google.
Okay, listen, I'm the doctor here. I don't need you to judge my methods of diagnoses.
Yeah, well, maybe I should. Maybe I should. I'm just a little, you know, concerned here. What do I do?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have much, you know, experience with treating catboy patients, but you know, this will be an experience for both of us. I'm gonna write you a prescription for something that might help. You just use this and you should be able to get everything that you need. This is just a coupon for a pet store where you can buy a perfect collar. I'm gonna need more than a collar. Blankets and comfort food. What else do catboys need?
Well, I mean, you know, snuggles, but you can't put a price on that. So if only we had somebody else here listening to both of us who could provide you snuggles.
They're literally right here. You don't need to talk as if they're not sitting right here. Yeah, we can
talk about this and work something out.
Okay, good. Well, I don't really have anything else to add here. I have to go to another appointment to treat some patients. There's a weird group of people who are getting addicted to block games. Right now they're on Tetris, so I'm going to go over and see what is up. That will be all. Welcome to your new Catboy life. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
What a crazy dude. He sounded ridiculous, too. I can't believe that. Well, that's wild. I guess I will be living my life as a catboy. Huh. This is a lot to take in. Okay, I took it in. Wow. Huh. Well, I guess that's, finished with your involvement with everything. Thank you for being with me while I heard that doctor's diagnosis and everything. I doubt you want to do more, since we're just friends and everything. You wouldn't be willing to care for me with my new catboy life. Unless... No, that'd be ridiculous. Okay, can you please listen? It's getting harder to live by myself right now. I'm sleeping like 18 hours a day some of these days. I keep falling asleep in sunspots. I love eating, but it can be a little difficult sometimes. I just want somebody I can snuggle at night and lay on because they're warm. And I know that you're somebody that's going to accept me no matter who I am. And I appreciate that a lot. And it would mean a lot to me if I could live with you as a catboy. I will scare birds away. I will only wake you up early on days that you already have to get up early, but no promises on that. And I will try and be a good cat. I will do my best to express how much I appreciate you. Can you come here a little bit? Thank you for being in my life. Even if it's hard for my tendency to... and everything. I think we'll learn how to deal with this. And, well, this can bring some opportunities in and of itself, we can go shopping for the collar, we can try and get a pretty one that kind of matches my hair. That would be nice, that would make me very happy. and it's going to make it even nicer to cuddle up with you. Well, all this talk is getting me a little tired. I'm going to go sleep in a sunspot. Feel free to join me. And thanks for being a good friend. This could have been a catastrophe. Catastrophe. Yeah, this is hopefully not going to become a normal thing for me to make cat puns. I'll see you. Thank you. Meow. Meow. Oh, wow, that was like a shriek. Ooh, jeez. No, that's like too high pitched. How does Crunchy do this? Oh, okay, yeah. I gotta like move my head in a weird way. Oh, that wasn't a good meow. How do I purr? Do I just like... It sounds like I'm growling. It sounds like I'm angry. I'm an angry cat. Mad kitty. Kittens get so angry when you mess with their food, and it's so adorable, and you can find so many like videos on like YouTube of kittens being so protective over their food, and they're so small, and I love them so much. This is not making an audio together, man. This is the first time I've made an audio in so long and had it been under 10 minutes. Wow, it'd be a shame if someone put bloopers at the end to drive it over 10 minutes.